All right, Kay, what are you doing this time?
Gary, if there's anything that you know about me, it's that I love hanging out outside of schools.
Yeah, you're allowed now.
I want to learn what the kids are into so we can better understand how to orient our programming to serve them, because we need to stay relevant.
Yeah, our audience is aging at an alarming rate, faster than most people, actually, but we shouldn't tell them that.
No, I'll go in and edit that out. That should be
fine. A podcast that makes you old.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been getting bolder and bolder, and today, let me show you this right here, I have stolen one of their cell phones.
Nice. Yeah, new tech.
New tech. So we're gonna see. Like we've used our own algorithms here. I want to use like a 14-year-old's algorithm. So
yeah, let's find terrible. Out. Let's figure out what autocomplete happens on this chuggy little Riz.
Yeah, terrible OPSEC. So the password was just 0000.
Sure.
Little kid has a lot to learn. Gotta tell you.
We'll teach them.
I'll be sure to inform the police when they come after me. But let's just see what TikTok serves here.
Okay. Sure, TikTok.
Okay. We have somebody mixing shit up. There's like powder and liquid. It's making a goop. It's adding glitter. Okay.
You think it's going to be some kind of drug or something, but it's not. It's just...
No.
It's doing it.
Yeah. Apparently, this guy's like selling this. Let me check the next one here. It's just more. It's all just this goop. The channel's name is Todd's Adventures in Slime World.
It's one of those slime channels.
Oh, I'm not aware of this.
And again, I cannot stress this enough. There's no end game.
No.
This is just
what it is. People talk about selling their slime, but I think that everybody is just making their own slime. There's no market for this.
No, there is a market for it. People buy it. There are stores in the mall. Where you can make your own slime and sell it.
Is it consignment? Do kids make their own slime and then set up a little stall there?
I haven't seen a used slime store. I've only seen a place where you can make like factory fresh slime. But every time I've gone to the mall where they've had one, they've been jumping.
Huh.
Kids want to make a bespoke slime, and then we have no idea what comes next.
Nope.
Whatever the last step is of this plan, we don't get to know it. It's wild.
This also isn't new. Like, there has been slime content like since my niece was little enough to appreciate slime.
Yeah, it came back. It left for a little while, but it came back. It's just now it's commercial in a way it hadn't been before. Like, if you go to a Target, like that toy aisle is full of slime.
Okay,
slime in the malls. Everything's slime time. Fucking prime time for slime time.
When I was a kid, we had to just wait for new kinds of gack to be released.
Yeah. You know, or just like you go to a 25-cent machine and just get some slime from it, some free-range slime. And then I don't remember what I did with it.
Ruin your parents' car upholstery with this.
Yeah, carpet ruining slime. Okay.
It's a game. Okay,
yeah, cool. It's a game. It's a fine game. Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where I just flew in from a seminar on anti-humor.
And this week we're talking about a Lynx game that was remade for Genesis, ported to Genesis, Todd's Adventures in Slime World.
Yeah, a PC-esque like platformer, like in the Commander Keen, Duke Nukem, old, you know, Duke Nukem 2Ds.
Yes.
Kind of mold, you know, like asset collectors.
Yeah.
Reading points and stuff, but with like Metroidvania elements.
Mm-hmm.
Like a slightly better and more ambitious version of that kind of thing.
Yeah. The way that this opened up, I was very concerned because it shows Todd dropping into the caverns of Slime World. And it has like the most Amiga walk cycle I have ever seen on this guy. This does not control as badly as an Amiga game would.
No, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. Like, this is fine, I thought. Like, if they'd been exposed to this, this would be fine and fun. And if I had a Lynx and this was the game I had on it, it'd be a pig and shit.
Yeah.
Like, by Lynx standards, this fucking rules.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's some randomization going on with the levels, too.
A little bit. There are a lot of different modes you can get.
Yeah.
This is one of the most unusually and detailed written Wikipedia entries. Mm-hmm. This is full of just like really odd Wikipedia sentences. the level of zoom and detail here. Like, Todd can sustain ordinary damage from many sources, but there are invulnerability shields and pools of water that remove all damage taken when used. Red enemies, when shot, release a spray of red slime that can instantly kill even a shielded player, creating circumstances when it is best not to shoot foes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a paragraph.
Yeah, that's a whole paragraph.
That's important to know. That's a high-level thing that you need to know for this game,
mm-hmm.
apparently.
Although nominally an action game, many rooms require knowledge of the player's abilities and can only be navigated in certain ways, frequently giving it the air of a puzzle game. This is out of style for a Wikipedia.
Very much so.
I think that is, they call out the wrong issue here. There is a warning box saying this possibly contains original research.
Yes.
You could literally just cite to the manual. Like, this is just a description of like how the flow of the game goes.
From the manual, and then also just kind of vaguely a Game Facts review.
Yeah. Now,
there's also an enemy called a hidden snapper. You know, telling you about the hidden snapper enemy and stuff. And mm-hmm. they go into great detail. They talk about these different variations. So there are ones where I think there might be more randomized. I think there might be exploration mode. And I don't know which one the Genesis defaults to.
I don't know.
If that version has all the different modes or not. But there are a bunch of different modes.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest challenge of Slime World.
Not talking about Slime World. Yeah. The manual gives like a lot of setup. Like, space exploration is just something that people do for leisure. Couples have spent their weekends finding new planets. From out of the woodworks come reports of a strange new world in our new solar systems. And Todd is an anxious desk worker. There's a lot of time spent talking about him being distracted at work because he has learned about Slime World. In fact, Todd hates slime so much that he cannot even use a glue stick at work.
That is a dedication to slime hating.
Man, I hate this slime. Orders always come right down the hall, which I open immediately so I can get off my rear. Why do they put this goopy stuff all over it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point, man. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Getting gooped by surprise, you know, like, yeah, some, you know, like
surprise slime.
You don't want to touch something and then just have accidental jelly on it. Incidental jelly.
Yeah. This is Epix made this, you know, who were the people who developed the Lynx,
mm-hmm.
Which is called something like the hand jobber or something. What is it? It says in this Wikipedia what the original name was for the Lynx before it was given to the, given to Atari. It can't be the hand jobber, but it's something like, it's not that far from that.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it in here. It's pretty great.
Originally developed.
Like comlinks, but it ended up being Epix. Where you know the Epix because
it was called the Handy. It was the Handy.
Handy. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually called the Handy, and then the Atari Lynx decided to name it after a cat. But like, Epix are the people who made all of those awful California and summer games.
That's what I know them from. Specifically from the Atari versions. Although more people know the NES versions. I guess I'm just more legit, a little bit more old school than everybody.
Famous for making Jumpman, mm-hmm. You know, is their big one. They also have Temple of Apshai, a very early RPG. CRPG that's, you know, has its shooters.
Mm-hmm.
But it generally, I associate this developer with absolute trash.
No.
This is probably the best Epix game.
Like, yeah.
This is pretty playable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kinda surprised. It's not bad. You get like tons of cool stuff to it too. Like, you get a jetpack, you get a shield. You know, like just different items. It's not immediately apparent how you use these things. You have to like hold the button and select them and then press up and down. But like, you know, you can adapt, you know, there will be a jetpack near a vertical room. Like you can climb up walls and stuff.
Yeah. They also developed this game I just found called Fax, spelled like the fax machine, but it is just a trivia arcade game.
Okay.
This rules.
Yeah. Like, I love a trivia arcade game.
Puzzle and Dragons, mm-hmm. Quiz and Dragons on the old Capcom PS2 compilations of that arcade game. Mm-hmm. I love Quiz and Dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Just a lot of development for microcomputer stuff.
Yes.
Either like doing, I think they developed or were a, no, yeah, they did ports of like Psygnosis, Barbarian games, stuff like that.
Yeah. But mostly those terrible, sort of Fargle, which is really mm-hmm. good. That's a rogue game that they ported to iOS mm-hmm. like a while back. And it's a really good like roguelike.
Yeah.
Like classic roguelike. Generally those summer games things, which is like in the era of when bad video games were oftentimes compilations of worse mini games.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like, God. I don't know, press upper left and down and B to use the hacky sack in this direction.
You know, specifically the hacky sack in, California games.
Yeah.
Terrible, just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely brutal.
Yeah. But yeah, lots of like fantasy RPGs with extremely evocative names.
Yeah. Yeah. I it sounds good to me.
Morlock's like Sorcerer Tower. Of Silver.
Yeah.
Legend of Black Silver. Yeah.
Yeah. And then a bunch of strategy games. There's a Dragon Riders of Pern strategy game.
Yeah. I just noticed that. Yeah. I knew there was a text adventure one. And then obviously the Dreamcast game that we covered. I'm curious about the C64 game based on this property that I like.
Crypt of the Undead.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mixed. I think it's safe to say possibly a little bit more, little bit more storied on their PC stuff, microcomputer stuff. I think the things that came to console were not necessarily great.
Yeah. Well, it is adapting things that required a billion buttons to things add to.
Yeah.
You know, so it was never going to be good. But this seems perfectly cromulent to me. Like, if mm-hmm. I had come at this at the right time, I would have spent a lot of time with this.
Yeah. Yeah. It like doesn't control too terribly.
Yeah. Like, vague weakness for those PC platformers that are, like, asset collectors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those old, like, Duke Nukem games and stuff are, there's something that's kind of fun about those to me. Like, an alternate world of what platforming, mm-hmm. an alternate look on platforming. Your Jazz Jackrabbits and such.
Yes. If I can knock it for anything, it is that it is unclear how far you are away from death at any given time. Instead of having a health bar, your sprite just gets dirtier. It gets more covered, gets more slime covered.
Slimy, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that is a bit of ludonarrative consonance in how we don't know how close we are to death at any given moment.
Yeah, and weirdly, you know, we can tell the same way. How covered in slime are you?
Yeah. Like, you start creating corpse slime.
Yep. Like,
corpse wax comes out of your pores. It
just kind of off gases from you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grotesque. Have you seen the cover for the Genesis version?
I've seen the cover for the Lynx version. Let me pull up the cover for the Genesis version.
Yeah, I can send I'll put a screenshot in the Slack because it's very good.
The Lynx one is pretty good.
Yes.
You know. A lot of little creepy guys with big mouths chasing them and stuff. But
there you go. It's uploading. It's uploading. You get less of the creepy, crawlies, but you do get a look at what Todd is supposed to look like.
Yeah. This is a cooler Todd than the one on the Lynx.
He has the shades of the SNES, Shadowrun guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Jake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Jake shades.
Grew his hair out a little bit more. Yeah,
I love the logo. It looks like an mm-hmm. old timey paperback, like a old sci-fi like paperback. That's cool.
Yeah, if I saw this cover in a store, and I probably would be very interested around the time this came out in what Todd's adventures in Slime World are like.
Yeah, Slime World just sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, what do they got there? Slime.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew what I was getting. Ask a stupid question. That slime store at the mall thing we were talking about in the randomization, that's super real.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone listening to this who has access to Gen Z in a less menacing way than that sounds, tell me what they do with the slime.
Yeah, please.
What is the end game for the slime? Like, I understand the appeal of designing a slime and like, oh, I'm going to do these mix-ins. Like, this has this kind of glitter that's this color. Why? What you didn't do with the slime? Her own make on slime.
Near me. I am messaging my niece.
The slime kitchen is the chain. The slime kitchen. I'm at Portland Slime Making on the slimekitchen.com, like location's origin. Mm-hmm. Come make slime with us. Reservations, birthday parties. For some reason, in big letters on this webpage, it says the streets. There's also an ad for us. We can do a franchise. Franchises are selling quickly across the U.S. So, like, I don't know. Kind of tempting. Slime 101. This might have what we're looking for.
Okay.
How it works. Give me some slime 101. Creating your own slime is insanely easy and super fun. Okay. Personalized slime creation journey. Pick out a base. Select a scent and a color. Mix it. Grab a glitter. Tie in some texture. Poke, pop, drizzle. Master your mix-ins. Tinker with the top offs. Seal your slime. Then what?
Seal your slime behind the felt, like behind these sigils?
Yeah,
slime be contained?
You have to contain your slime at the end.
Yeah, maybe that's an emulsifier to get it all to marry together.
Maybe. Is there room for parents? Nope. Our stores are small. Parents can shop nearby or grab a coffee and come back.
Trust us.
If you have older sliders. Sliders.
Uh-huh. Oh, ceiling. Ceiling. If you have older slimers.
Sliders.
Okay. Sliders.
Yeah.
This is just mysterious.
What's the difference between a top off and a mix in?
Apparently sealing involves keeping it in an airtight container to keep it fresh and prevent it from drying out or becoming sticky. Still no answer from my niece. She's sometimes at work, so I'll get a response later on tonight, most likely. Okay. I figured it was worth it for an off chance.
I'm on the franchising page.
Okay.
Join us. Lead the slime revolution near you. This is more than a business. It's a movement, and you're at the heart of it. Pretty exciting.
The overall vibe on this, like there are KitchenAid mixtures give me something in a Nickelodeon's Cold Stone Creamery is kind of the overall setup of this. You get 7% royalties. It's a $35,000 initial franchise fee.
There are opportunities in Oregon. And the closest one to you is Iowa.
That's a little bit much.
A little bit much. It'd be a big commute for slime.
Yeah. Most of the action is in either the Bay Area or around Reno.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Gambling on, it's like children gambling on slime.
Yeah.
Blind
box slime boxes.
Our story. You're about to embark on a slime journey. When this started during pandemic chaos.
If somebody tells you you're about to embark on a slime journey, run. Like
first day of prison, yeah. Like many parents, we search for exciting ways to keep our family engaged. During this time, our 8-year-old daughter discovered slime making videos and started making slime at home. My husband and I joined her in this gooey adventure. While memories of my childhood came rushing back when I used to buy globs from vending machines. This is different as our family transforms simple ingredients into a kaleidoscope of textures and colors. Okay.
Yeah.
Before we knew it, our kitchen housed an industrial 20-quart mixer and we began mixing countless slimes.
Okay.
That is how the slime kitchen was born.
Okay.
But then what?
Ma'am? Like,
God damn it.
Yeah. That's actually a very sweet story. So.
It is pretty sweet. I feel like I could go to, next time I'm at the mall, I don't know why I haven't done this. I could just ask somebody like, what do you do with the slime afterwards?
Just wait outside and walk up to the kids as they leave. Tell me. What are your intentions with that slime?
Yeah. You going to eat all that slime? You know, can I bring my own food to the slime party? You can.
Okay. Yeah. Probably want to keep it separate.
Yeah. But there is there's a fee for cleanup if you do. But yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Can parents stay during a party or do they have to leave for that? Because there is a big no parents thing. Okay. They can stay if there's a party.
Okay. All right.
But there is limited space, so they might have to go outside and shop.
Mm. Yeah. No, that space needs to be for paying customers.
Paying, sliders. Okay. Huh. Interesting. happenings. Like, birthday parties and stuff.
Okay. All right. Like in the 70s, like a prank?
Like sit-ins or like, love-ins.
Uh-huh.
Slime love-ins. If you're doing it as a party, if you have 10 to 15 slime chefs, it's only $100.
Oh.
Like, that's not bad per slime chef, I suppose.
That is not. I wonder, though, if that is like licensing to get the space and if you have to pay for individual slime
elements.
Yeah.
Tricky. Parties run for an hour and a half, 75% or $75 deposit. Yeah. Okay. And there are add-ons available.
Huh. Gary, we've reached the point where the word slime has lost all meaning.
I want to do this for science and for an abject suffering follow-up. I am always hesitant about going into children's spaces.
Yeah.
Just period. Like, I kind of want to know what it's like to do a Build-A-Bear, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm positive that if you walked in and said, like, I need to make a Build-A-Bear, you know what? I need to pay Build-A-Bear prices for my kid not to get the Build-A-Bear process. They just really need this bad Pikachu.
Yeah, they need the bear. I just need the stuffed animal. I know they take my money.
Yes.
But I would feel like a creep.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I never had a Build-A-Bear. My parents just would walk us into it and let us watch other kids make a Build-A-Bear. Build-A-Bears.
Yeah. He's got to see how the sausage is made. You don't get to taste the sausage.
No. That's for other kids.
Something, I don't know if this is relatable. This weekend, I was at a hotel with a pool.
Okay.
And I didn't have my glasses on because I was in a pool. I'm very self-conscious about accidentally staring at things when I don't have my glasses.
Okay.
And there was like some kids in the pool. There's a quinceanera at the hotel as well.
Okay.
Who were like diving and stuff. And I stare in the middle distance when I'm in a hot tub. Because like, what else do you do when you're in a hot tub? I don't want to be like, look like I'm staring, like I'm aqua lunging, you know? And I don't want to end up like in the slime kitchen, like accidentally aqua lunging.
You don't want to make anybody uncomfortable with your, with your piercing gaze. Yeah,
exactly. You know, I just want to be able to stare into nothing.
What you need to do is show up wearing an old timey press hat with like a, with a little pass in the broom. Yeah.
Yeah. Creeping for science. Like it's for interview. So I was thinking about coming in with like dark glasses and a cane, but that also feels offensive. So I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So not sure what to do. And that's not sure at all. Yeah. It's tricky.
And just getting the shit to make slime at home doesn't seem like it would be, I don't know, that fun. It wouldn't be, it needs to be in the retail setting. Otherwise you're just doing arts and crafts.
Because I'm going to have so many fucking questions and I'm going to really make that person have a bad day. Like, not on purpose, but they're not going to be expecting the kind of questions I'm going to ask.
No. I'm going to be asking a lot of stuff. Okay, so like, what does this compound do? What role does the borax play in this?
Yes. Yeah. And also, what do I do with it? And no one's ever asked that. I think that people just know.
Yeah.
You know, inherently, and I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Ooh, there's a Build-A-Bear Workshop video game for the Nintendo DS. Ooh.
Well, that's not an abject suffering emergency, but let's put it in the pocket.
Yeah.
Build-A-Bear is fascinating to me because they've got all the licenses.
Yes.
So like, I don't care about a bear, but like, I'll make a little Gengar and like dress him up as a cowboy.
Absolutely make little Gengar. I don't know how much you can customize a Gengar though.
You can customize at least some of the Pokemons.
Okay.
From when I've gone by a Build-A-Bear.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Because like, if I'm just going to end up with a Gengar, I don't know. I've already got a Squishmallow. So
yeah.
What are we going to do, bud?
He's got to be dressed only if you can dress him as a cowboy or whatever.
Exactly.
Like cowboy Gengar is powerful. You know, like that's a great combination of words.
Yes. Give a little lasso.
Your own cowboy Gengar.
Cowboy Gengar. There's a very good sticker of a cowboy Gengar on Etsy. I fucking might want to buy that. Actually, yeah,
it's pretty good. It's also really cellar door like consonant. Cowboy Gengar.
Cowboy Gengar.
What a great collection of sounds.
God, that's what I'm going to lose my mind saying. I know it.
Yeah. But next time I fall down the stairs, I'm going to say it out loud, like loud. Cowboy Gengar, I fell down the stairs.
I seriously might. We might not be able to ship it into the country because of the de minimis exception.
Damn it.
The sellers from outside the country. Fucking. Ugh.
Yeah. Man.
I want my cheap goods.
Yeah, I also very, very off base to say Americans don't want cheap goods.
Yeah.
Have you met Americans? Like, that's basically all we want.
That's
like,
all we have. Yeah.
That's all we have and all we want. Uh-huh. I had this weekend, I mentioned I went to this cowboy gengar is really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I got his hand on the gun. Like, he's like, you could try to outdraw me, but you won't.
You're not going to. He's spectral.
Yeah. Love it. I was at that hotel. Me and my wife went down to Salem, Oregon, because she is a carousel nerd.
Okay.
She likes carousels, and there was a big hand-carved carousel there.
Okay.
But we also, you know, went to a hotel with a pool and hot tub and stuff to just kind of chill a little bit. And in the park where they had the carousel, there was an event called Punks in the Park, which was a concert, which meant there were a lot of capital G, like super goths, riding the carousel.
Huh.
I felt like I had stepped into like a Bloodhound Gang video or something.
So they had like their leathers on and they were riding around the carousel. Okay.
Big time leathers, like Juggalo face paint, you know, like dressed up like the Crow. It was like the Crow and the Crow's girlfriends, like all riding the carousel.
Just having a good time.
Yeah. Wholesome time. It was pretty cute. It was a nice little moment of surreality.
Huh.
I felt like I also found a paperback book that was A to Z, everything you ever wanted to know about Quantum Leap, alphabetized. So I got that as well.
Huh.
Yeah. So looking forward to learning about Quantum Leap.
If your wife is a carousel nerd, is she aware of the Richland Carousel Park in Mansfield, Ohio?
I'd have to ask.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is the last hand carved carousel to be built in America since the 1930s. So like it is as new as a carousel will be.
That can't be because I watched carousels being carved in Salem, Oregon.
Let's see here. Our carousel is the first new hand carved carousel to be built and operated in the United States since the 1930s. They might be lying. All I know is it was a place you had parties as a kid, and it was apparently a very noteworthy carousel.
Ordinarily, I would just believe that because, like, what a weird thing to lie about. But I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Like, it's if I hadn't just literally seen that not being true.
Yeah. There's no reason to come to Ohio. I'm not going to have any, I'm not going to have an event here. Like, a network thing. No, I'm not going to do that. But
not worth it. If Liv and I are passing through, she'll want to stop, but she's not a carousel nerd to the point where like we went down to Salem, Oregon, which is an hour away.
Yes.
We're not going to
cross country. Yeah.
It's also one of those things where like, you know, you have a partner, you're supportive. You have to be supportive while also being honest about the fact that you're maybe not as jazzed about carousels.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like it went on it and it was, this was, I would say it was like 5% more fun than most carousels because it was a little bit faster, you know, it's like, okay.
All right.
But I can't get into like, this is this horse's name and this is its backstory.
Okay.
You know, the way that Liv can. Figuring out where the lead horse is, checking to see if they're in the lead horse position. It's just, you know, it's fine. I'm a super big nerd about all kinds of shit that she's patient about. It's just, you know, one of these things where it's like, I'm going to sit in the carousel cuck chair. Mm-hmm. I have to assure you I'm not unhappy. I promise you I'm just drinking water and looking at my phone. Take as much time as you need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to patronize you by pretending to be as interested in this as you are, but I also.
Oh, wow. His name's Sandy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of that kind of thing. I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't. I'm not good at lying in the best of scenarios.
First thing I go for on a carousel, have since little kid, ostrich.
Ostrich is good. This one, I did a horse. Went with horse.
Classic.
Most of them were horses. There were a couple of other animals that were pretty nice. Some were pretty good. There was one interloper, though, that I maybe have a strong opinion about carousels, which I never thought I would.
Okay.
One of the things about this carousel park is that local businesses keep sponsoring new horses to be carved.
Okay.
So they retire them and they put them all around town. Like there are a couple in the malls, there are a couple, you know, out in town and stuff. It's nice. you know? Mm-hmm. But there was one that a local dentist office.
Was there a Jesus? Oh, sorry.
There was not Jesus. I would enjoy that. You're riding Jesus. God threw me the keys to Jesus as a drive.
Jesus be the wheel.
Yeah. Like, what is the fucking, the cartoon, the car team or whatever?
Oh yeah. No, turbo team. Jesus drink the hot sauce.
Yeah. Jesus turbo team. Jesus Christ turbo team. He turns into the cross and you fly him around. But there was a unicorn named Sparkles that was sponsored by a local dentist office that was entirely off model. It looked like a Fortnite kind of thing. Not precisely like a Fortnite unicorn, but like just an entirely different art style and shape. I was like, this is fucking offensive to me. I was shot him with a gun.
I need to believe that all of these creatures are from the same world.
They're having a race.
Yeah.
You know, like there is a carousel is a race. There's a brass ring you grab. Like it is a game, which is something I learned from my wife. Yeah. I had no idea. I thought it was just like you go around. No, it's a game and these animals are racing to get the brass, to have its rider grab the brass ring first. Seems like a way for children to lose their arms.
Yeah,
when we did it. Yeah, they did not have the brass ring when we did it. The volunteer said they needed two people to run it, and he was the only one on duty.
Oh,
I don't know how they need two people to run it. I think they just put the ring on a thing.
Gotta have somebody to catch the arm before they hit the ground. Otherwise, you can't reattach it.
Yeah, there's two. There's a guy who can lift his arms higher than this, but I have bursitis, so it needs two guys or one guy without bursitis.
Okay,
to do.
I sent you an image of an actual unicorn character from Fortnite. No. Did it look like that?
No, not at all. I might have just been bagging on Fortnite.
Okay.
It looked really bad. I'll see if I can find it. But it was really offensive because like a carousel horse does have a look, you know, to it.
You're a traditionalist.
Like even when it's an ostrich or a giraffe or a turtle or something, it still has the same basic, you know, the same basic shape. Mm-hmm. Our story, our animals. Okay, let me see if that horrible fucking unicorn is on here.
Yeah, I really want to see what that looks like. Like how desperately out of style it is. Yeah. I have a pretty wide tolerance for what can be on a carousel. You know?
Like this. It's on here. You say that now. Yeah, let me
I was gonna finish. It does need to appear to be what the fuck?
Download binary. Let me just link you to the page.
No, I got it. It opened up. It's an AVIF file. This looks like a very simplified cartoon unicorn. The mane appears to be actual fuzz, although it might just be intricately carved.
And look at it with all the rest of them. Look how it's near Mr. Hopkins, the frog who's playing badminton, who's incredible.
Wait. Like, okay, so you sent me the actual link. Okay.
Yeah, here's the gallery of all of them. And there's all the classics, the wagons, the brass ring, and then what they call the new dream. And the new dream are the non-horse animals, it looks like, except there's also a couple ponies. I don't understand what the new dream is.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mr. Sparkles looks like a... like if an Adventure Time character was included in David the Gnome.
Yeah. It's got braces. It's got braces because it's a dentist. A
dentistry kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Hopkins is very good. Mr. Hopkins is
incredible.
A frog with a badminton racket. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this fuck me giraffe, Harriet, the coquettic giraffe who's giving you the Miss Pac-Man finger me stare.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There is staring right into the camera with that with that head lilt. Yeah,
it's what. And if you were going to go down on a giraffe, they are basically at the height where you don't have to do anything. Like
exactly,
it's one that's of those ergonomic cunnilinguses you can do. Yeah,
yeah.
Like it's like a standing desk, but for cunnilingus.
good Lord, Gary. there's nothing too special about the model in this thing, but there is the duck. Just the duck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, and you get to see because it's the Oregon duck. That's the
Oregon course. Ducks. Yeah, like the team.
Yeah, and there were ones that were being carved. So you see these ones are just sketches.
Yeah.
You know, so like they had the back room where you could see them being carved and stuff. And like these are ones they're working on.
They are making what appears to be a skunk named Sweet Tart.
Love Sweet Tart.
Yeah.
Sweet Tart looks great. Like they're all really pretty good, except for that fucking unicorn.
God, I want to kill that dentist with my bare hands.
I know. I would. This would actually, if I lived in Salem, Oregon, which like fucking heaven for fend, this would stop me from going to that dentist.
Uh-huh.
I would change dentist based on this.
You defaced a monument, sir.
Yeah. Like, you're not playing by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I like how on the top there are all the horses, and there's one zebra, and its name is Jazz. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's anywho.
And there's a horse named Legal Tender. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of semi-cute.
Seems like a pretty good carousel.
Generally pure.
Generally pure.
Not a bad way to spend $2. I suppose.
A whole trip to spend $2 for 60 seconds of enjoyment.
Yeah, for 60 seconds of mild enjoyment. We also eat food and stuff.
Yeah. It's a whole trip. You're in another city.
Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the main thing was the carousel there. What can people do if they like the show?
If people like the show, they can back us on Patreon. By the time you're hearing this, maybe, possibly, we're doing this with this migration to host all of our audio on Patreon now because they let you do that. So you probably already have just like a link to go check out these episodes and comment on them. Backing us on Patreon, you get the regular episodes for free, but you get a bunch of bonus episodes of this show and like whole other shows as well. That's patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah, we would appreciate it. You can also leave us range reviews, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, anything around there or what have you. And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen, currently on tour. Join her by seeing her on tour if she's playing in your town.
I think this episode is coming out like midway through her tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you see a wild Gwen, go see Gwen do tour.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering. How about them transparent dangling carrots?